Against all odds, these Palestinian children trek across the valley to get to school. Some with their mothers, afraid of what could happen next. Their school was demolished on Sunday when Israeli forces bulldozed it in the early hours of the morning. They left nothing behind. The playground, desks and books, all destroyed. Locals tried to stop them, but many ended up in hospital. Celine was 5 when the European Union-funded school was demolished the first time in 2017. This time, she was at home, she says, when she found out.
I heard a sound in the night and asked my mum what was happening. She said my school had been demolished and I had to see it for myself and saw the Israeli military had removed all the bricks. I was sad. I love school because I want to be successful.
The school is part of Area C in the occupied West Bank, which is fully controlled by Israel. In the past, Israel has accused it of not having a building permit. Almost all Palestinian permit requests in this area are rejected.
My grandfather, who owned the entire area, at which the family decided to have a school and they donated the land to the school because we have no school in the village.
In a statement, the EU said it was appalled and that Israel's demolitions of Palestinian homes and schools is against international law. In March, an Israeli court granted a request from a pro-settler organization to have the building demolished for safety reasons.
If they care about the student, so why they didn't give us admission to build a normal school?
Nearly 60 students attend the school. Temporary tent is unlikely to last, and there is no running water or even toilets.
The last few days have been incredibly tough for the kids here. So they've brought in the Palestinian circus school to teach them some juggling, as well as these flower sticks that teaches them balance. Now, the teachers say not only has their education been disrupted, but they've also been massively affected psychologically. So this just brings a little bit of fun to their day.
But Celine says none of this will stop her from achieving her dreams. She loves numbers and wants to become a maths teacher when she grows up. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera, Beit Tamar, in occupied West Bank.
A warplane and a helicopter.